great. But I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time medical technologists to provide pathology and laboratory services for our veterans at our local facility. The VA offers competitive benefits including pension, 401k, paid vacation, holidays, and sick leave. Serious candidates, please call me at 314-488-8252. Be a part of this winning team and honor our veterans. Call me, Christine, at 314-488-8252. The VA healthcare system. Healthcare for heroes.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the Colorado Switchbacks on Saturday, July 23rd at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries.
The lady yesterday who called and she said, if I'm singing the theme song, she knows I'm in a good mood.
Yes.
Side of the street. There you go, ma'am.
Can't you
hear
Peter Pan? And that happy tune is yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Life can be so sweet.
It can be sweet.
On sunny.
On the sunny side. Take it, Dan. Dan Strauss. Take it, Dan. Come on, Dan. Take it.
In the shade.
This guy's got a voice.
With
a real singer.
On parade.
See?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're going to
trade. Whoa, whoa. This rover.
Is this episode going on the air live?
No. No, it's not.
We edit everything.
Everything's edited. What you hear, or what we hear, will not be the product the audience hears, because we have to edit out a lot of stuff.
Gold dust
at my feet on the sunny side of the street. Oh, yeah. Good afternoon, everybody. Glad to have you with us. If you know anybody, if you have any friends, neighbors, relatives who don't listen to this show, you need, as a friend, to let them know they're losers. And you'll find a nice way to say it. Say, hey, you AM in the PM? And think, what does that mean? Just go, loser.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the best, nicest way to do it. Just, you pathetic loser. And then they'll say, well, why are you saying that? What's AM and the PM? And then call them a douchebag. And they'll say, but I don't want to be that. I don't want to be a loser. What do I need to do? And then you tell them.
Mm-hmm.
550 on the AM dial. AM dial where listeners are loved so much and cared about that they're warned when a storm is coming.
That's right.
Yeah. Ask them how many times an FM station has saved your life. Look what we talking about.
Did you see those people? They were driving down the street in Webster yesterday, and a tree fell on their car while they were driving.
Oh, boy. That's...
And they heard it snap, and they both ducked, and a big branch went through the roof right in between the seats, in between them, and they got out of the car, so they're doing okay.
That's a situation where both it's not your time, but oh yes, it really is your time, because you almost bought the farm, but you didn't buy
it.
So it's like you got a second chance there.
Man.
I did not hear that story. We got some really uncomfortable weather, not only, now, but coming.
Humidity.
Ooh, it was hot today. I walked by 5 miles today.
Yeah,
it was steamy.
You did?
I did.
Oh, Pokemon.
Did you do Pokemon walk?
Sure, I was out walking, yeah.
So you do that. There are two problems with that. One, don't they say that your privacy can be breached? Which I don't worry about that. And the other one is people got walked off a cliff, and another one walked in the front of a car and got hit by a car.
I don't understand that.
Well, you're stupid if you do that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
If you play it,
you don't have to constantly have your phone in front of your face.
I was with my daughter today, and she's doing it. And while we're driving down the street, she's got it on, and she's like, oh, oh, I got this. Oh, I got that. Oh, two eggs are hatching. She got Pikachu and something else, Mew or something.
I've never played it. I probably won't play it, but I did download Waze, W-A-Z-E, after, was it Jose who mentioned it? It's like Google Maps or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to tell you, you folks that have a smartphone and you're not using the built-in, so you say, well, my car doesn't have a GPS. You don't need it. There are these free apps like Google Maps and Waze. They're incredible. It's not just here's how to get somewhere, but I was playing with that Google Maps thing last night.
It's fantastic.
You know how sometimes you'll accidentally hit something and you didn't mean to open something? I hit whatever I hit, and up came a menu of where would you like, from where you are right now, what would you like to know that's nearby? The best place for breakfast, dinner, lunch, inexpensive.
Oh, yeah.
Honest to goodness. Wow. And you pick one, and it shows you, not only shows you, then you hit the little balloon, and it takes you there.
It says explore what's around you right now.
Wow.
And it gives you a bunch of different categories.
All this time. I mean, all these years, and I never was using this. And it's right there on the phone. Google Maps. I'm sure it's a free app. And I got Waze now, too. And I don't think there'll ever be an end to what you discover this stuff will do. As I said, good afternoon. We're glad to have you here. And let's put an end to the hate. People have a tendency to hate those who aren't AM and the PM. FM lives matter. Okay,
yes, that's
let me
right.
say that. FM lives matter. So don't hate them.
You are so right.
Feel sorry for them.
Try and transform them and turn them into AM and the PM.
You know, here we are, July 14th. Now, you know, I'll tell you what July 14th means to me. It means, thank you, Dan, it means it's a Thursday. But it means more than that. It means Scott Sherman is pulling double duty today because I just heard him. I guess he's actually not fired. I just heard him, and then he's coming back in here in the 4 o'clock hour, so that's one of the things it means to me. It means we're 3 days away from little Archie Geis's 19th-month birthday. It means we're midway, almost exactly midway through the month of July. It means a lot to me. I'm sure to a lot of people. It's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Thank you, Bobby.
Bobby Gentry with Peon's favorite song. That and Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? For Christmas, we should make you a CD, and it's just over and over and over. We're alternating those two songs.
Yes.
Yes, that would be great.
Ode to Billy Joe and Pumpkinhead Harvey. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
I do, too.
Well, this should be an interesting day. And again, folks, 4 o'clock hour after our news block. And what we do is we get business out of the way so we have time to talk. Scott Sherman will be here. So if we have legal questions, get them ready. But right now, let's turn the spotlight on Eon the Peon. Peon, it's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This thing has kind of snowballed over the last couple days. Before it was just random people saying this was going to happen, and now you have new local news outlets are saying, posting warnings about this. That's supposed to happen tomorrow, the Day of Rage. Have you heard about this?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Tomorrow's the Day of Rage?
Well, no. But everybody is posting about, apparently, there was a thing that was started in 2014, right around the Michael Brown thing. There was this fake anonymous group posted this Day of Rage. They posted a bunch of locations where it's supposed to happen. One of them is the Arch. They give, 40 different locations, the times that it's supposed to happen.
Can I stop and ask, rage over what? Let me guess. Police shootings?
Or just
the country in general? All the things to be mad about.
Yes. But that's not really even the point, because it's not real. It wasn't real in 2014. And now this same exact thing is getting shared again by everybody saying this is going to happen.
Okay, but won't idiots...
July 15th. Idiots didn't do it in 2014, though, when this originally came out. And there's a whole Snopes article about it saying these are the exact same locations that were mentioned in 2014 that didn't happen. So it's just the very same specific thing is being shared again. And now... I think Scott Air Force Base sent out a message about it, posting warnings about it. I just don't know. I mean, even in this Fox 2 article that is talking about it, they mention how Snopes has an article about this and posting out that this event is identical to the one that was circulated 2 years ago where nothing ever materialized, but they're resharing it again.
But by posting it, they're actually creating an opportunity for it to happen.
Exactly.
Don't even acknowledge it.
Exactly. So and it's not just them. It's several.
It's just them because they get a lot of too much positive publicity here. Let's balance it.
I just don't know. I mean, and all it does is, you know, people that aren't internet savvy, older people, they see this.
Right.
And they don't know how to go.
They just see the beginning of the article.
They don't know how to go research to see if it's real or not, or research that this same thing was talked about 2 years ago and nothing happened.
Let me say this. And I like this person, but I have somebody who sends me emails all the time thinking that, and it's something someone sent to them, so they forward it to me, and they go, oh man, you gotta see this. And 9 times out of 10, it's completely false. All you have to do, folks, is go to Snopes.com, type in the subject matter, and they're really good about researching this stuff, and they'll tell you it's not true.
Yeah. I'd like to say it's not
frustrated.
The fault. Of,
yeah, he does.
I'd like to say it's not the fault of the people that keep sharing this, but it is your fault
You
can't just blindly spit out this misinformation to people and get people all worked up about it.
I know how to get people to stop doing that.
What's that? How do you do it?
Oh, you just walk up, or I'll say it right now. Knock it off.
No, we have a person that works here who's in charge of stopping things.
Oh.
And she just says, stop it.
Oh,
we recorded her in a meeting.
I think so. And everything stopped.
Her name's Gladys, and she's hired here to just stop stuff that should be stopped. But play part of that meeting.
Stop it.
There she is. That's her, right there.
And it worked.
She's forceful. It worked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like when Scott Sherman was working here and they said, Gladys, go tell him to stop it. He stopped it. Now he's back.
So there's no proof of any day of rage happening to any of our listeners out there. Don't be worried or afraid to go anywhere tomorrow because there's no proof or truth behind any of this.
Right.
So it's funny, too. The main picture that keeps getting shared about this, and it's got like... somebody holding the Black Lives Matter sign with a bunch of fire behind them, and it says Day of Rage protests are scheduled July 15 in these American cities. And underneath it is, it was shared by whoever made this picture. It says the Organic Prepper. So you go to that website, and it's just a prepping website where you can buy a bunch of. It's essentially just a.
It's a joke, but it's not fun.
It's not a joke. It's somebody to get people to buy, you know, be afraid of everything.
Go buy 20 feet
at the end of the world. Go, get buckets of food and put
a bunker, build a shelter. Those people.
Yes. So. Yes.
Wow.
Not true.
That's how Jim Baker, by the way, is made.
Yes.
No, that's how he's making his fortune now.
That's what he's changed to now.
He's preaching to stupid people who want to leave and listen
buckets.
To him. He sells 25-year shelf-life foods. Who in the world is going to be in a bunker for 25 years? That's ridiculous.
Oh, my
But
goodness.
We have a lot of stupid people in the world.
Yes.
I'm glad you called this to our attention.
Next thing I have, I don't know if you saw this today. I know you were a fan of the original. You may be interested in picking up one of these. Nintendo.
Oh, I was
you
the
saw
first.
This?
I was the first
I know
person
in St. Louis to have the NES.
I actually believe I was.
They are releasing a miniature NES with 30 built-in games in it.
Of the original games?
The original Nintendo games. It'll have an HDMI cable you can hook right up to your TV. It has a controller that looks just like the original NES controller.
I have to have it. I'll tell you why. I would love, in a a Christmas soon, next Christmas or the one, to have my boys with me, and we plug this thing in, and we relive all the hours, the hundreds of hours we've played Mario Brothers.
It looks like it fits.
Yeah, that would be fun.
It looks like it fits in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. What do you mean, the controller? Is it on your TV?
The system. No, the actual, it looks like a mini.
Where's the screen?
You hook it up to your TV just by HDMI cable.
Okay, that's
what. But the video game box looks just like a shrunk down version of the.
I have to have it.
And it has, you know, most of the popular games, Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 2 and 3.
My boys and we sit there and coins up and down, Mario Brothers jumping.
Excitebike, Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it looks like it's got a bunch
I remember Excitebike.
$59.99 will be the price.
Wow, that's really good.
Amini's sells a couple of things that have a lot of that stuff in them in one unit. You can put it up on a bar. It's like a slot machine size with a screen, and they have some other. I like that. I have to look for that.
November 11th.
And how much is it?
$59.99.
Well, that's a deal.
Yeah.
I have two actual original Nintendo game systems. And then I have some games too. So, but I don't think it's worth it.
No. You can buy those anywhere. So that's pretty neat. Last thing I have, I saw this, and it seems like maybe we're finally going in the right direction. Maybe the FCC is not as powerful or worried about certain things anymore. There's a series called Mr. Robot. I don't watch it.
I heard you mention it. I don't know.
I think Colin has mentioned it before, but they had their season 2 premiere the other night on the USA Network. Which is basic cable. I don't even know if that's how you designate
it
anymore.
Yes, it is. It is basic cable.
It's not a premium. And they had 4 F-bombs uncensored on their show.
That's USA. Cable? But that's USA. Yeah.
Yes, but even though cable stations really don't do that much, you don't see that a lot.
Well, here, look.
And it seems like maybe people are getting...
You want on Lifetime and you want on the Hallmark Channel, but the truth is, if they want to, they can do anything they want. They're not controlled by the FCC.
Right, but they choose not to.
They choose not to, so that people will have a family-friendly cable choice.
Yes, but it looks like this show chose to not censor it.
This is on USA?
USA Network.
And which show is it?
Mr. Robot.
Oh. And can I tell you why? Because the major networks that are controlled by the FCC, ABC, NBC, Fox, CBS, and these other cable outlets that are running this sort of G-rated programming are losing out to these other channels. They're losing they're losing viewers. Because they're too white bread, milk toast, timid, and they have no choice.
I couldn't name you 5 comedies that are on
network TV.
Network TV anymore.
I couldn't either.
I every once in a while I'll catch a commercial for a show. I go, "What is that?" And they're like, "Oh, season that's already in their third season."
Oh no, I'm with you. I don't watch any of these girls, broke girls, or whatever they are. I don't watch any of them.
There's so many that
ever watch Modern Family?
No. I've never seen.
Oh, I like Modern Family's funny.
That's
supposed to be one of the
better ones, right?
It is really funny, and Sandy, my girlfriend, got me kind of hooked on this. So Modern Family is a good one, and the other one is Blackish. That one's kind of funny.
Oh,
and that's on Channel 30, I believe.
I haven't seen them. Here's what I'm sorry, do you have anything?
That was it. That was all I had.
Dan, did you have something?
I do, but we can wait if you want.
Thank you. See, what a gentleman. We're going to have traffic, and we're going to talk to Mr. Landoff, and then we will come back and get your part of the Burke segment. Boy, time goes so fast. Look at this.
Boy, when you're having fun, it really does.
And we are having
fun. Just flies by.
We are having fun.
Yes.
That's why it went by so fast. So here's what we'll do. I'm going to turn it over to Dan Strauss. Here, I'll share with people something we never share with them. This is the show rundown sheet. And every minute is accounted for.
Oh, yeah.
What we're supposed to... Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm thinking Scott St. James. We have no time accounted for. All I know is this. Around this time of the hour, we have to do traffic. And Dan usually introduces Tim. So here's what we'll do. I'll go. And now to introduce Tim Weiland, here's Dan Strauss.
Well, thank you so much, Frank. And we're going to introduce Tim Weiland to give you some traffic. And Tim?
Yes.
Is today your birthday?
You're asking me?
Yes.
Are you?
No, I'm asking.
Well, how about that?
It is?
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
How old are you? How old are you?
59.
Oh, you don't look that old. You don't look 59. You look like 73.
Yeah.
I'm getting up.
That's older.
Yeah, really. By the way, Dan, real quick, I got to say, that was a great little video clip you put on this morning about the reporter with the tree.
Oh, and that's what part of my Burke segment is going to be that.
Is that on our Facebook page?
Yes, I just put it on our Facebook page, so I will.
That's good. All right, as far as traffic goes, we've got a crash on southbound 270. It's midway between Doherty Ferry and Big Bend, blocking the two right lanes. Right now, traffic's got a solid jam back to Highway 40. We've got a report of an accident, possibly, on eastbound Highway 4064 near Maryville Center. Traffic signal's still out at Telegraph and Porter. That's causing southbound Telegraph to back up just a little bit, right around Highway 255 now. And this traffic report is brought to you by Denny's. Denny's has reworked their new pancakes. Now they're fluffy. Fluffier, tastier, and better. And they're better than yours. Only you can decide. Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
And we're up.
Oh, okay. Frank? I forgot.
Hello?
You know,
there you go.
Yeah, for a minute, I forgot how this worked. I just drifted off. I was thinking about the email I forwarded you, Peon, of the tennis, the girl playing tennis.
Oh, that's what you drifted off to? That thing?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, was it?
But now I'm back on track, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce by telephone. Here he is, John Londoff, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, come on in here, John.
Hello, everybody, and how are we doing today?
Terrific today. I have been in a good mood for actually a few weeks in a row, and it's actually starting to concern me because I've never been in a good mood that consistently.
Because you're like, you lost 40 pounds or something.
No, let's not go crazy. 20, I'm kind of on hold at about 27, 28 right now.
That's unbelievable. Oh. I mean, congratulations.
Thank you.
A round of applause for 27 pounds, huh?
Come on. Sit down. It's just weight loss.
You know what that deserves? Charge!
Many other people have lost a lot more than that.
I'm telling you, that's fantastic. You feel better, you know, and you're exercising, you're out running.
No, hold on here. Well, who do you think you're talking to? I'm not exercising. But I'll tell you what I think part of it is. My little grandson discovered bubble gum. He can't blow bubbles. So I've told these guys, you can't believe the stockpile of Hubba Bubba bubble tape that I have. I chew this stuff all the time. I'm almost addicted to this bubble gum. And I haven't chewed bubble gum for years. And now I'm on a bubble gum kick. So maybe chewing somehow, I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with it. And maybe not, but I am going through a lot of bubble gum.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that keeps me from eating because I'm kind of chewing.
It's got a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah, it does. But I'm not. See, look, when you're only eating 1,000 calories or whatever, you could chew that stuff 5-6 times a day, and that's still only maybe 100, 150 calories. So maybe that's why I'm not eating as much, too, because I'm chewing, so I kind of feel like I'm eating. But thank you for asking how we're doing. How are you doing?
Well, just sitting here waiting. I mean, I was like,
why do you always do that? Why do you always start saying that we've done something to hurt your feelings or something rude?
It's just common courtesy. I mean, when somebody says, I'm like, for example, Mark Shelton's in my office, one of our superstars, young salesman. Mark Shelton, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How you doing, Mr. Londoff?
There you go. See, I'm doing very good.
Oh, boy. An example.
He didn't ask us how we're doing. He said, how are you doing, Mr. Londoff? He didn't ask us.
Yeah, that hurts me.
I'm just showing you the common courtesy of him. And I say, hey, how are you doing? You're like, I'm doing fantastic.
John, how would you like...
You go on and 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 on.
How would you like for us to go to you after traffic, just an immediate. Here's John Londoff. Hi, John. How are you? Is that what you want?
No, don't say how are you. Oh, yeah, you do say how are you.
Like, you know,
I guess we need to change the way we've done this.
Literally one of the best car dealers in the entire country in the Midwest, and he's been on the show now over 12 years.
All right, John. Here, I tell you what I'm going to do.
I'm not done yet.
No, yes, you are. Here, that's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. Ed, at the Peon, make the edit point when Tim ended traffic. Pick it up there. Edit out everything else. Here's where we're going to pick it up. 3, 2, 1. Well, it's time to go now to what I think many consider to be maybe the greatest Chevrolet dealer in the United States, John Londoff. Hello, John. How are you?
Yay. I'm doing fantastic, Frank. How are you?
Great. Thanks for asking.
I tell you what, starting my day this afternoon talking to you and the great AM and the PM listeners.
They are great.
Gives me goosebumps.
I got a feeling there might be someone in your office there, John. Who would that be?
Well, that's Mark Shelton is in my office, one of the young superstar sales representatives for Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And then we've got Randy Gunner Gunther in my office.
You don't even know his name.
Buddy of mine just popped in. Carl, you like slipped in here. Carl Peterson's in my office.
My goodness.
Everybody say hello.
Hey, hello, Frank.
Hi, how you doing, all of you?
Fantastic, sir.
Oh, it's like a party in your office. Now, do all these people work there?
Carl is a customer and a buddy, and he's just here conducting just a little business, and Randy Gunther has been here, he's ran 25 years.
25 years, and you got his name wrong. You call him Randy Gunner.
His nickname is Gunner. He was a hell of a hockey player when we were growing up. That's where we met. We met on the on an ice rink 30 years ago.
How nice was it? You said it was a nice rink. How nice?
Ice rink.
Ah, see what I did
ice
there?
Rink.
See what I did?
Which rink, John?
Creve Coeur. The old Creve Coeur.
Yeah.
The one that the locker rooms were like Cracker Jack boxes.
Yes.
And that's a beautiful rink right now.
Dan Strauss is actually working on a song to do with his band, and he sings it as Johnny Cash, and it's a true story about one of those ice rink places that actually burned to the ground. It's called Rink of Fire. You right there, Dan?
Yeah.
Did the guys there in the office with you think that was funny?
No. Not one of them. I mean, not even like.
Why are they laughing? Why are they laughing? Why are they? I heard them laughing.
Carl's laughing at me now because I'm trying to save the show right now. That's what I'm trying to do. Anybody got a hand towel? I'm sweating here. I'm trying to help out so much.
Oh. Well, good luck saving this show. I don't know that can be done. So I'd like to speak with Carl if I could. Carl, can you hear me?
I can.
He says you're a customer. What's the last vehicle you bought there?
Chevy Tahoe.
When was that?
2015.
Oh, man, recently. Wow. Thank you. Good for you.
And Carl's claim to fame, besides his beautiful wife and family, is his next-door neighbor, my buddy Jay Andrews, Jay and Susie Andrews. Jay is my duck blind partner.
He's blind? You're blind?
No, he's not blind. You always say that. As a matter of fact, he's a good shot, so no, he's not blind.
Okay.
He's my duck hunting club partner. How's
that? No, there have been articles about people who have taken blind people shooting. That's true, they have, and they'll sort of help them, and they hear the sound of the duck or something, and then they tell them, okay, fire. It's true, they've taken blind people hunting, so he could have been blind, but now we know he's not.
No, I don't know.
And who else is in there? What's the first guy that came in? Mark?
Mark Shelton. Why don't you write this stuff down?
I mean, Mark, you're in sales, right?
Yes, sir.
And what do you sell? What's your specific title there?
I'm sales professional.
Sales professional.
Whoa.
Professional at selling Chevrolet.
Wow, I like that.
Ooh.
He's not just a salesman. He's a professional sale. I like that. Good for you.
You like that?
Well, apparently somebody's doing a good job. You're doing a good job because business is good. And I read an article. I'm going to talk about it later. This morning in USA Today, there was an article that said experts forecast a drop-off in car sales for the rest of the year. And get this, because of Brexit and the election. Now, tell me why anybody would say, nah, I don't know, I don't think we're going to buy a car because of that Brexit thing, or until the election's over. How does that influence anybody's decision?
Well, let me tell you this. Who came out with that?
It was an article in USA Today this morning.
Okay, well, they're wrong.
Stupid.
Yeah. We just had thank you to the AM and the PM crowd. I don't know, we sold well over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles.
That's good.
And I got
got to say, we probably could be close to where it was.
A record?
70, 75 a.m. and the p.m. customers. We really need to keep a track day by day of the number of listeners that come in.
I'm telling you, it's not too late to do this. You take pictures. Once that you shake hands, hand them the keys and the paper, and get a picture and have a wall that's dedicated to all a.m. and the p.m. people. We should have started this a long time ago.
Okay, so we're going to say right now to all of the a.m. and the p.m. customers that have already bought a vehicle.
Well, come back in.
Get your picture. You're here. Come, you can come in for a free car wash, a free cup of coffee, and we'll shake hands, and we'll get a picture taken, and then we'll start the wall.
You know what? I like it. Free car wash. That'll get them in.
The AM and the PM Wall of Fame.
Yes.
Ooh.
Let's say one thing. It better be a big wall.
You may have to get Donald Trump help you build a wall. You might not have one big enough. See what I did there?
Yes,
it is funny.
It's not.
Look, hang on. Mark, you still
talking about some of the greatest people in the entire planet, AM and the PM listeners and customers of Johnny Long Duff Chevrolet, and you want to make fun of a wall of Donald Trump.
I'm not making fun of anything. Hey. Mark, are you in there? Did you think that was kind of funny?
Well, I'm going to go back to work, Frank.
See, he doesn't want to hear. He doesn't want to hear.
We go to work. He's got two of the three deliveries yet tonight.
He walked out of there laughing.
Hey, someone suggested an AM and the PM guest book that they can sign.
I don't think people want to do that.
See, Dan, there you go, man.
It's too much work.
You've got a one-up drink, and it's impossible.
Then they have to decide, what am I going to write in here? You know, that's kind of awkward always. Just a picture. With their permission, a picture and names and what they bought, 2014, whatever, pre-owned.
What's that line? A picture is worth?
A picture is worth a whole lot.
Two birds in the hand.
That's
a thousand words.
I've never heard that.
Okay.
Did you just make that up?
It's hot outside today, so hats
off.
How hot
is it?
Ice water and the cold packs. The guys in the detail shop, the guys, technicians in the service department in the shop, the guys in our parts department. We're talking about probably 75 total. And then our service advisors, it's hot. And so thank you for what you do to keep Johnny Long Duff Chevrolet a great, great dealership and the service. You know, anybody can, you know, try to give you a great deal. Well, Johnny Long Duff Chevrolet, you know we're going to give you a great deal. You're going to have a great time doing it. You're going to have fun. You're going to have the best experience you've ever had. But we also back it up with, award-winning, we care type of service. So, service department, that's where I grew up, Frank. You know, you grew up in Tennessee. I grew up in the service department at the ripe age of 9 years of age. My mom kicked me out of the house at 9. I had to come here and start working.
Well, wow. I'd like to address quickly the people who work for you in the hot and the cold, because no air conditioning in that environment. Listen to me. I relate to you, and I appreciate you, because when I met my wife, I'm not kidding, I worked in a furniture store in the warehouse. There was no heat, and there was no air conditioning. And if it was zero, it was zero in there where I worked. And if it was 102, it was 102. So I get it. So thank you. I appreciate what you do, because I kind of know what it's like. Only for a couple of years, but I kind of know what it's like.
So one time, I don't know, I was probably, 14, maybe 15. I don't think I was driving yet, because I started selling cars at 17. So I had to be about 15 or 16. In the big back windows of, like, the Chevy Caprices, the Chevy Impala, the Biscayne. I mean, those back windows, a kid, like, you know, small hands, wiping off, and we used a alcohol-based glass cleaner. And he broke it down to three parts for one part of the glass cleaner and whatnot. It was hot. I mean, summertime hot. And you get that vehicle, it was outside, and I'm spraying down the spray, and I'm getting ready to wipe. I almost passed out. I mean, the alcohol, the fumes got to me, the heat of the vehicle. And I'm sitting, I'm like wavering in the back seat. I mean, first of all, the back seats back then, you could, you know, literally live back there. They were so big. But, it's a great story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So far, are you still going?
I think it's over. I don't think it's an end. Oh. I think
314-837-1800. That's the number. Write it down. 314-837-1800. Type it in your cell phone right now. And call me. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at LawnDuff.com.
John, we're going to send you a lot of business as always. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
See you later.
You know, I'm crazy about you, Frank.
Well, thank you. I feel almost the same way. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Real quickly, for you folks that listen, how many car dealers who own a dealership this big and this successful for this long take this much time to thank customers? I'll give you the answer. None. Okay? To me, it's you know, there's talking the talk and there's walking the walk. This guy meets and has encounters with more customers than I think any car dealer I have ever seen. And I've dealt with some who are just the opposite. The last thing they want to do is go out and mingle with the customers or meet them. So I think he deserves a credit for going out of his way to show how much he appreciates, especially the AM and the PM people. I'm going to do one thing here so we can break and not be behind, because we want to be on track when Scott Sherman comes in. And that one thing is another guy I appreciate. His name is Thompson Price. He has been on with us. John Lundoff's been on about 12 and a half years. Thompson Price has been on about 20 years. We've been here 19. He was on with us before we came here. And here's another person whose name is on the business, whose sons are also now working in the business, and who is a stickler for customer satisfaction and perfection, because in his case, he's creating something. He's building something. John Lundoff doesn't build the cars, but he built his dad built a great dealership, and he continues to run it that way. In Tom Price's case, he has to start from scratch and build you something that you're paying good, really good money for. It's not inexpensive, and he knows that. And he knows that there's a lot of, it was with me. I don't mind telling you what 19 years ago, what we paid for our kitchen was $50,000. And I just thought, oh my goodness, this better be a nice kitchen. And it is. So again, it's a case of somebody hands-on, digging in, making sure from beginning to end it's done right, because that's the only way they know how to do it. So that when your bathroom or kitchen is done, certainly the day after it's done and for a week or a month, everything's nice, even cheap junk when it's just been painted or done. He wants to make sure you feel that way about it 15, 20 years later. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Please make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you're talking to when the time comes to remodel the kitchen and bathroom, because I think if you do, then the other people don't have a chance. Showroom is in DePere, about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester, next to McAllister's Deli. Please include them when the time comes to remodel the kitchen or bathroom. Website's easy. Easy as the name. ThompsonPrice.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a look at traffic now. Here's the birthday boy, Tim Weiland. Tim?
All right, Dan, they're still working with the accident, and that's on southbound 270 between Doherty Ferry and Big Bend. The three left lanes are open, two right lanes shut down. It's solid jam. Goes all the way back to Olive. Got a new accident. It's out on westbound Highway 44, just a little bit west of Great Summit, that's blocking and a little bit of a jam up there. Another accident reported on downtown at 20th and westbound Market. We also have some heavy traffic on eastbound 270 now, McDonald through New Florence, and at downtown eastbound 40 from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Sam's Club. Sam's Club have their members hit get savings books with over $4,500 in exclusive offers. Stock up on your summer favorites and save big. Sam's Club, life is better in the club. See club for details. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Your label's fresh.
The Big 550.
Really?
KTRS. Like that?
Thank you.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Did you know over 29 million people in the U.S. currently have diabetes? Even worse, 86 million have prediabetes. And it's projected in less than 4 years, one half of the adult U.S. population could also be affected by diabetes. This is a real growing health epidemic. If you currently have or are worried about diabetes, then pay attention. Dr. Kyle Longo, the diabetes doctor, is bringing you a free seminar you won't want to miss. Dr. Kyle will teach you how to reverse diabetes and stop prediabetes in its tracks. You can register for yourself and a guest by calling 1-800-684-5908 or by going to diabetesstl.com. This free seminar will be held in the evening on Tuesday, July 26th and Thursday, July 28th at the Lodge de Pere. Hurry, space is limited. Yes, you can break free from diabetes, but you have to call now. Free dinner is also included in this free seminar. You can register for yourself and a guest by calling 1-800-684-5908 or by going to diabetesstl.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 888-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Call today and save thousands. 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Hey, it's John Carney, and I want to address the few of you that have not called Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. Those of you that apparently are allergic to saving money. And even think about this, even if it's just saving a few dollars a month, over the life of that loan, it's thousands of dollars you're not going to be paying. And the fact that it costs you nothing to find out with the Bagel loan, you've got nothing to lose. Spend 10 minutes on the phone, save thousands of dollars. How often is that deal put on the table in front of you? Call Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. And it's not a big corporation either. It's Stewart and a couple of helpers. So you know you'll be taken care of by the owner. Stewart Rosenblum. 314-324-4440. It's your money. Don't waste it. Call Stewart now. 324-4440. Or online at stewartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation. Number 226715. NMLS. Number 2675699.
Hi, it's Martin Kilcoyne. Inviting you to join me Friday, July 15th at the 80 Lift Truck Barbecue Fundraiser, all to benefit our wounded veterans. Proceeds are going to Project Healing Waters and Focus Marines Foundation. Barbecue is from 11 a.m. until 2:30. We'll broadcast live from 10 to 1, all for a good cause, helping our wounded veterans who were there for us. It's the AD Lift Truck Barbecue Fundraiser. It benefits our wounded veterans Friday, July 15th from 11 a.m. until 2:30 at 5434 Natural Bridge.
Outdoor life. But in the heat, your cooler can lose its cool.
Ooh, this beer is warm.
Keep your drinks and food cool with a Yeti cooler from RTP. With a Yeti cooler, ice will last a week, even in the Missouri heat. And a Yeti cover bottle will keep your drink ice cold all day long.
Now that's a cold beer.
Which comes in handy as you mow your yard with your Husqvarna mower, also from RTP. They're located off I-44 and 141 and West Outer Road in Valley Park. RTP, are you ready to play?
50% off products and amazing siding and windows? You bet. Schedule this week and receive 50% off Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Windows or 50% off amazing plank acrylic siding. But you must schedule this week. The 50% off sale ends soon. Don't miss out. 100% no money down financing available. Call Amazing Siding and Windows at 636-230-5800 on the web. AmazingSTL.com. Previous purchase excluded. Limitations apply. Call store for details.
Call Amazing Siding. And you'll never paint again. Never.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits. Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. bolder than bold.
Mel Brooks' hit comedy Young Frankenstein comes to Broadway Musical Live at the Muni July 13th through the 19th. Presented by Clarkson Eye Care. Tickets available now at themuni.org or at the Muni box office.
The Muni in Forest Park.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Dan, is this your drummer?
Yep.
Man, he's
That's
good.
David.
Really good.
That's Matt, the guitar player.
To listener and emailer John, who I just received your email and I just responded. John, what you don't realize, I think, is that you and I are actually on the same page. I get the feeling that you like to challenge me about the gun thing, but 98% of everything you say, I agree with. So I don't know that we're apart there. And speaking of guns, let's think about this. Let's say you don't like guns. You have every right not to like guns. Okay, you don't want to be near a gun. All the more reason to think about a terrific, state-of-the-art set of security surveillance cameras. Now think about that. You folks who just aren't comfortable with the idea of a gun. Okay, you'd be a lot more comfortable in that situation with great security. And we're talking, for the most part, in the form of the latest ultra-high-definition cameras. They can be running continuously, or they can be motion-activated. Gateway lock and security can even put cameras in that, with night vision. It can be pitch dark, no moon, and you can see everything up to 50 feet away with these night vision cameras. And I like the idea of motion-activated cameras because it only captures movement. And there's going to be movement if somebody comes up and gets near your building, the building of your business or of your home, and then cameras inside. I like that. And if nothing else, you get a warning so that you can lock yourself somewhere in the room and call 911 because you're going to see what's going on. I see and hear these things on TV about the doorbell that, is a little thing. It tells you who's at the door. Okay. You know, you want to go online and get that little dime store stuff. Fine. I guess it's better than nothing. Why not do it right? Why not call Gateway Lock and Security? They'll do a free consultation with you, and they'll show you and explain to you how these cameras work for your home or business. And I was going to say especially business, but my goodness, I don't think one is a better candidate for great security than another. They're licensed, they're bonded, they're insured. Missouri, great St. Louis family business. I'm sorry, they're not licensed to do business in Illinois, but they do other things too. Keyless entry pads, they can re-key your locks. Look, more than ever in my life, I think we're looking at a time when it's just a great peace of mind that comes from great security. Talk to them. Gateway Lock and Security, gatewaylockandsecurity.com.